So, Pico, why don't you introduce our special guest today?
Yeah, I'd love to. This special guest knows a lot of things about me. We have a lot of things in common, namely our parents. So this is Katja, my sister, and I'll let her say hi.
Hello, everyone. My name is Katja, and I'm flown in here this morning from Edmonton to come do this love note, and I'm very excited to be here today. This is I think this is my third time ever on UBC campus, and it's very nice, and yeah. I'm enjoying it so far.
We do not fly in guests. She flew in to visit me with her own money.
Yeah, so, I did pay for this myself.
Yeah, we won't be flying in guests in the future to be in love notes.
Until we're huge.
One day. We do have goals.
Who's this love note for?
So this love note is for my dad, our dad. And I kind of wanted to do this love note for him because when I first listened to these love notes like a couple months ago, I was thinking about, who would I do it for? And I was like, none of my friends are really coming to mind. Like, I don't really know who to do this for. But the only person that came to mind was Dad. And I think that that's because he is interesting in, in his music taste. He has a very diverse music taste, but also because he loves to play songs over and over again. And when he really likes a song, he really likes it. And so I could really just, like, pinpoint, like, eras that he really liked this one song, and they would be like periods of like school or like summer or something like that. So a lot of these songs are based off of songs that he would just play at a certain time, usually for a couple months, and then he would get bored of it and move on to the next song.
I'm pretty obsessive with songs too, so I can empathize with your dad on this one.
What kind of genres does Dad like, would you say?
I feel like when he first like started to play like the same songs over and over, he'd play a lot of songs that he used to listen to like when he was in university and stuff. But then I want to say it was about like 2019 was when he discovered electro swing, which is what we'll get into later. And now he's kind of like going through some different genres. Most recently, he's been a really big fan of a French like EDM group, I think they are. Mm-hmm. And so he just like, he goes all over with his music taste.
Eclectic. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Spotify opened the world.
Yes, he's a big Spotify man.
Yeah, but I think that your first song might take us back to the days before Spotify.
Yeah, this might even be like early, like when we first got Spotify even. Should I start with interesting? Okay, so my first song, this was like probably the first song that came to mind when I was making this love note. Like, I think it was the first one that I added. This song was actually a song that I played in middle school band. I thought we were really good. We played in middle school band, and then Dad put it on one time, and I realized how bad we were. But this is one of the songs that I remember listening to every single day in the car on the way to school. Like, I just have this one really specific memory of listening to it. Like, it was so cold, and we had the heaters cranked up, and it was just like we were just listening to the Jazz Police for like the millionth time on the way to school. And yeah, I could probably sing the entire thing, but I won't because it doesn't have lyrics.
Okay, so what's it called?
It's called The Jazz Police by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band.
We'll be right back.
boy, oh boy. That doesn't exude like relaxing morning to me. I guess it's more like fun time, high school chaos.
Yeah.
Does the chaos of that song reflect getting you guys as a family out of the door in the morning?
Yes, 100%. Well, maybe I wasn't like that. I was definitely one of those kids who was ready like 20 minutes before I needed to be, but I think that the chaos was definitely in our household, especially with my sister and my dad, and it would usually be a pretty stressful morning for me because I like to be really early, and we usually didn't leave at the time that I wanted to leave at, so I'd be waiting by the back door for both Dad and Pika, just standing waiting, and then we would all run into the car, and I always got shotgun because I was always earlier, so I always got to sit in the front with the heated seats, so that's why I needed to be first, and then we would listen to this absolute pump-up jam at 7:30 to get to school.
Oh my God.
It's funny because it, like, paints a picture of Dad and I being like chill, laid back, like whenever we get there, but we're like not chill and laid back at all.
No, it was still stressful.
Worried about lateness as well.
Yeah.
But I can definitely imagine him like grabbing his lunch bag with the frog on it, like in a frenzy, like running out the door. And like, I guess he likes to drive fast.
Yeah.
He likes to take, there's not a lot of turns on those straight Alberta roads, but when there was one,
all
he was
four.
Taking it fast.
But that was just, that song makes me think of, I think it was about grade 9 and driving to school every single day. So at least it wasn't like sleepy. Like it would get me ready for like math class and everything.
I feel ready for math class after hearing it. I'm riled up.
Would you say that Dad has had an important role in shaping your musical taste?
Ooh, I think that I would have said yes a few years ago, but I feel like now it's probably more like my friends because I don't live at home as much. Mm-hmm. But 100% like throughout, especially throughout high school, because Dad's definitely like a monopolist when it comes to the aux chord. Like he wants to be the one putting on the music and picking everything. And so I think that like when we first like got Spotify as like a family or whatever, I would just listen to music that like either he liked or basically just music that he liked, or I didn't really listen to music at all. Mm-hmm. And then now that I'm like away from home and I'm like, maybe I should actually listen to music sometimes that I like as well. I've definitely changed my music taste a bit, but some of his songs are still in a couple of my playlists.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that you were mentioning that Dad has some notable playlist.
Yes, he does. So I think one of his most iconic playlists is his electro swing playlist that he lovingly put together after, I think it was probably his, like, I can't remember what it's called, but Spotify like recommends you songs, and this one song came on and it's the next song that we're going to be playing, and he got really excited when he heard it, and that's when he discovered electro swing. And I think that that was probably one of my mom's least favorite times was when he was playing
that point in the marriage.
And when he was playing those songs. But we listened to a lot of it for a while, and he came up with this playlist that he was very proud of. And he was especially proud of its 3 followers, who were me, you, and I think your friend, who eventually unliked the playlist. So now I think it's just us two. Mom didn't even bother to like it. But so the next song is Empires. I think it's the Electro Swing Circus. I can't totally remember who it's by, but this is the song that ignited like a 2-year-long Electro Swing phase.
And I have to ask, Naomi, Electro Swing, have you ever heard it before?
I was gonna say, I have an idea in my mind right now, and it's kind of like dramatic, like really upbeat, like swingy. Mm-hmm. But electro is kind of throwing me off. Like, I'm assuming it's not like electronic, but I have an idea in my head. I'll let you guys know after if I was picturing at all the right thing. I'm so intrigued right now.
Yeah, no spoilers, but I kind of feel like she's on the right track.
Yeah.
Can you hear the call? Set you on his knee, telling you the stories of everything he's seen. Parade.
We are back with Love Notes. You're listening to Kacha make a love note for her and Pika's dad. And we just heard some electro swing music, and it is exactly what I was thinking of. I just didn't know it had that name. Yeah. But I feel like I just picture, like, really dramatic productions where there's, like, the live performances, and, like, maybe it's a little bit, I don't know. I don't know if many people in our current university demographic are throwing on electro swing at the parties.
No.
But
I don't know which demographic is throwing it on. Yeah. It seems like it might be popular in Europe.
Yeah. Like, Dawood used to play us YouTube videos to, like, show off these, like, bands, and they were usually in, like, Paris and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did look fun. Like, they'd have, like, a live band and, like, dancing and stuff, but I think it's, like, I'd rather just see, like, a swing band.
Yeah.
I think that's more mine.
Yeah. Like, and the people, like, I feel like there's definitely some people who learn to swing dance while they're in university.
Yeah.
At least, I'm thinking of people at the University of Lethbridge. And then at my boarding
and
school.
And U of A did that. They have a swing dance group as well. And they have, like, a band, and they do, like, events and stuff.
But I wonder
I've
if they're more, like,
I've never interacted with swing dance.
I wonder if they're not doing electro swing, because it's, like, so high energy.
Yeah, like, well, it's, like, I don't know if you, because isn't, like, so much of swing dancing, like, your feet and, like, going with the beat? So it's, like, if it's really fast, I think it would just be too aggressive.
Yeah. And although I did a swing dance performance.
Yeah, that's true.
To Runaway Baby by Bruno Mars.
Wow.
Hey, wait, Bella. You buried the lead right now. You did a swing performance.
Well, it was a group performance. It was my last year of high school, and Bella and I, my best friend Bella and I, thought that we should branch out, so we joined swing dance, and we decided to say yes to the group dance performance. We regretted it while practicing, but it was fun to do. And there's a whole video, by the way. And I was wearing, like, she was wearing a skirt, and I was wearing, like, a jean jacket and pants, because I was, like, the man.
You were wearing the pants in that relationship.
Nice.
Yeah.
But you liked it? Kind of?
I did like
it. Was there any electricity?
I hope that Dad and Mom get into swing dancing in their retirement.
I cannot imagine. Okay, it's weird because I feel like I could imagine Dad dancing more than Mom. Is that a weird thing to say? Like, I can see him, like, you know, doing a little swing dance, you know, getting his groove on. But Mom, I feel like she would not be as into that.
You never know.
Yeah. But I feel like I really like that song in part because it's kind of like, to me, it shows, like, a little bit of an evolution of Dad going from, like, jazz to, like, electro swing, because they're kind of similar. But I also like it because he just loved it so much, and I still think he does love it a bit. And I think that the fact that he was never, like, embarrassed, like, even we would have people over and he would put on this podcast and he was never, like, embarrassed about his music taste. And I don't know if that's just, like, a generational thing, and, like, people our age are, like, sometimes if they listen to music that isn't super mainstream or is a little bit more unique, they're like, oh, like, sorry, my music taste is bad, or, like, something like that. But he loves his music, and, like, as you're gonna hear, like, the songs, some of them are a little strange, but he just loves them, and he'll put them on when he wants, and he loves music for what it is, and, like, it doesn't really matter who it is or, like, what genre it is. He just loves his music.
Yeah.
I know people our age who will, because on Spotify, famously, you can see what other people are listening to.
Yeah.
I know people who will turn it off to listen to things that they think aren't traditionally cool or won't fit into what they, like, want to be recognized as listening to.
Yeah.
And I think that's so sad. Like,
yeah.
And the whole, I feel like it could go, like, I feel like there's deep reasons for this. I feel like people associate certain music with, like, not being as cool, and, like, sometimes certain music is associated with femininity, so sometimes you don't want to listen to your, like, guilty pleasure or, like, songs that you liked when you were younger. But we have to take the snobbery out of enjoying music.
Yeah. Let's take the snobbery out of life.
Yeah.
Stop taking every opportunity to be a snob.
And stop.
You heard it here first.
And stop making fun of my Spotify Wrapped. I know it's not great, but I'm trying my best. I know I listen to a lot of classical music, but it's study
music.
Now
I'm remembering what you listen to. ABBA and movie music.
I listen to a lot of movie. It's great study music. Because
you would bond with our last guest.
It hypes you up, but there's, like, no words, so, like, you don't have to worry about, like, getting too into the music.
Your life is, like, an an action movie.
Yeah, Interstellar is a great one. Gladiator is a pretty good one. That one's like, there's so many like battle scenes, so there's like really exciting music. Sometimes that's actually a bit distracting. But amazing. I listen to that a lot when I'm studying. So my Spotify Wrapped is always hilarious because it'll be like, your top listened to album is The Planets and stuff like that. But
what, thinking back to the Spotify Wrapped, Dad's Spotify Wrapped in 2016, do you think it might be our next song?
Yeah. Dad made a playlist in about 2016 that had this song in it, and it had a couple of other songs. And I feel like whenever I listen to them, I know exactly which song should come next because we listen to them in that exact order. He never hit shuffle. Like, we would listen to those songs in the exact same order. And I think it was about 40 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And we listened to it in the car for about 3 hours straight because we were on holiday. And I think that, like, this song is just, like, I think it was probably one of the first songs. And this was also another On the Way to School song. Mm-hmm. And I, for some reason, I've been hearing it come up, like, a lot recently. And I don't know if it's just one of those things where, like, I thought about it for the love note and now I've noticed it being played. Yeah. Or maybe it's in a resurgence, you know? Like, they're coming to Edmonton to play. Maybe that's why it's been on the radio. But this song is Feel It Still. Mm-hmm. I'm sure most of you have heard this. But I still like the song a lot. So I hope you guys enjoy.
On myself, pick up dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Yes, my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Let me kick it like it's 1986. I'll be over now, but I feel it still. Got a love amount to feed. Leave it with the babies till the mama call the grave digger. Gone with the falling leaves. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now. Change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Wow, that song just really brings me back to every car ad that was on in about 2016. Mm-hmm. Even the local ones.
Yeah. I feel like I'm now shielded from ads because I use streaming services. So I don't really know what the car ads are using these days.
So yeah. True.
I get car ads on YouTube sometimes, and I don't know why, because I'm not in the market to buy a car right now. But a lot of them are just like, I don't know, maybe it's just because like I live in Alberta, but they're all like truck ads, and they're all like them like going through the mud, and they have like a really deep man voice, and they're like, we're built tough, we're built different, and like stuff like that. So I feel like those are the car ads right now. They don't have the fun music. Like there's like another car ad, because now I'm just thinking of all the car ads that have good music. And there was the one, I can't remember which brand, but they had Juice by Lizzo, and they would have like all the colors and stuff. But now it's just like the music is
that
just stimulating
Edmonton.
No, that was, I'm pretty sure it was like Edmonton only has F-150s. I don't think you're actually allowed to drive any other car there.
I feel like all car ads say things like, reach farther. Yeah. Live better.
Adventure more.
Grit.
Yeah. Speaking of cars and music, like, Dad has recently gotten into replacing, like, the old stereo with, like, a new one that enables CarPlay. And, like, he orders them and then has figured out how to install them himself and, like, do the wiring and everything.
Yeah.
And I just think it's pretty impressive, and it speaks to Dad's, he's very smart, and when he, like, when he puts his mind to something, like, he figures it out and he does it well. Like, he installed solar panels on our trailer roof because he was looking into it, and he was like, no one can do this the right way, like, the way that I want. And he just, like, learned how to do it.
Yeah.
So now, like, some of our cars have CarPlay, so we can listen to Feel It Still even more
and
easily.
See a little picture on the screen.
Yeah, we can see the burning car while we're listening to Feel It Still.
Although when he did the wiring for the CarPlay on the truck, when he turned on the high beams, the backup cam would turn on. Yeah. So he did struggle with the first one, but otherwise it's gone
pretty
well.
But I mean, how often do you need the high beams?
Yeah, that just made me a little motion sick.
Yeah.
So this song is like a quintessential dad song. Well, this one Dad picked out because I thought it would be fun if he picked out one for himself.
He knows that this is
happening. Yeah, he does know that this is happening because I called and I was like, Mom, I need help with this, and he was also there. All the other songs that he picked, I was like, no, this doesn't seem quite right. Like, he would pick songs that I think he liked, but he didn't, like, you know, overplay or just like didn't, or maybe they were just like not as memorable for him. But this song is pretty memorable, and it's like, for me, it's like a ski song because Dad, like, because we all ski together, but Dad's usually the one who's the most amped to get out in the morning, and so as usual he's the one in charge of the music, and so he usually puts on like a couple of songs. Like, for some reason this past year Thrift Shop also made it in the mix, but this one is like,
I haven't thought about that song in so long.
Yeah,
until you guys just brought it up.
What?
Maybe I should have included this one. That will be one of my honorable mentions, I guess. He loves to dance to it.
Yeah.
And it just makes me think of us all, like, putting on our ski boots and, like, getting all our gear on and, like, getting ready to go out for a good ski day. So this is Pretty Fly for a White Guy by Dad's favorite, very underground niche band.
The Offspring.
Yes.
Sonntag lieben Glauben Globen. For a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't debate.
I think that we should explain what you said about the Offspring being an underground band.
Because
that, despite like not caring what others think about what he's listening to, if it's Demi Lovato, he still does take pride in discovering a band with few monthly listeners.
Yes. He will listen to a terrible song just because they're a little bit underground. But I can't remember when this happened, but one time he was like, oh, I'm going to put on the Offspring. And they're so niche. Like, I bet no one listens to them. And he goes on Spotify and they had 13 million monthly listeners. And he was a little bit sad. I think they've since disappeared off his playlist because they're just not quite niche enough now.
Do you think it's because of that one song, though, that they have so many monthly listeners?
I actually don't know. I don't know if this is their most popular song. Could be.
Surely.
But
I've tried to think of their other songs.
Yeah.
There's another one that we would always listen to.
Oh, I know, because that one came up.
Like, the one where it's, like, the boyfriend is being treated badly by his girlfriend.
Oh. Oh, I cannot sing that one.
Like, okay. Na, 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 na,
na. Why does that sound like Twinkle, like, Twinkle, raw, Little Star?
No, that sounds like Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay, I know which one. I lost my nerve. I took her back and it made her
Yeah, that's
that
the other one that we would
okay,
listen
yeah.
to.
Okay, yeah. That was the other song that I was thinking of when Dad said to put on the Offspring. But then he was like, no, put on Pretty Fly for a White Guy. So
yeah.
It's just, it
still
speaks
controlling
to him.
The music, even from afar.
That's why I gave him one song. I gave him one single song so he could express himself the way he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, probably talk about my next thing.
If you want to, yeah.
So this next song is like, maybe it's just the song is sentimental, but I feel like this one is a little bit sentimental because this song is a song that we listened to a lot last summer. So last summer I moved back home because I couldn't get a job in Edmonton. And I ended up working at, like, the little...
I thought
little...
it was because you love Mom and Dad and Minnie so much.
Yeah, well, yes, I do love them. But also, I was... yeah, okay. You know what? I moved back home because I love my parents and I wanted to be with them for a summer, not for other reasons.
Yeah.
But we carpooled to work every day and because I, like, was working at the pharmacy next door to where he was working. And so we would drive there in the morning and drive back home together every single day, except for, like, if we had to take two cars or whatever. And it was probably about a 20-minute drive on the highway. And this was the song that we would listen to on the way home. And I remember one time, you know, Dad was queuing up the music, as usual, for the drive home. And this song came on. He was like, oh, yeah, like, it came up recently on my Spotify, and I really love it. And, like, when I told him that I picked this song for the love note, he was like, oh, yeah, like, that's my favorite Elton John song. So it's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And it's just, like, it's such a good song. Mm. And I was like, oh, this is, like, the best song. And then a few months later, it was used in the, like, Ant-Man movie trailer, and it blew up again. So, again, one of his niche songs mm-hmm. by the very unpopular artist Elton John turned out to be quite popular. But this is a slightly different version. But, yeah, this song just really makes me think of that summer. And, mm-hmm. like...
And what about... It makes me think of his yellow car, too. His yeah. car is a tangerine scream.
Yeah.
Which translates to taxi yellow.
Yeah, his little yellow yeah. car. But, yeah, I think... Just whenever I think about this song, I think about that summer back home. And, like, even though maybe I wasn't really working a job that, like, I really liked or was, like, super relevant to, like, my future, I still had a pretty good time. And, like, mm. I hung out with Dad every single day and we would eat lunch together. And, like, even though he was, like, pretty busy, we would go for a little walks. Yeah. And it was, like, so it was a really fun summer and I got to hang out with him a lot. So I think that this song just really reminds me of that time.
Thank you. About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
You're right, that song has taken social media by a storm. But maybe your dad started it.
Yeah, he's a secret social media influencer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he did actually discover that song.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But besides the way that your dad has influenced your music taste, and you guys like some similar songs and in other ways, now you're branching out. Do you think you guys are similar in your personalities? As someone who's never met him, you guys know this intimately, but... Are you a family where you guys have a lot of similarities, or you're all kind of different and you complement each other?
I think that, like, personality-wise, Dad is a bit more similar to you. Like sometimes when
By
I...
By you, she means
yeah,
Pika.
Yeah, sorry, I mean Pika me. Here. in that, like, I'll, like, be with the two of them, and, like, the energies are the same. Like, even the way you guys talk sometimes, mm-hmm. it's, like, kind of funny, but it's, like, you. I feel like you guys can have conversations that I will never understand, and it's mm-hmm. just, like, a higher level. But I think that, like, we share a lot of, like, similar interests, and I think that's just because growing up, like, Dad, like, spent all of his free time with us, and, like, Mom, too, but mm-hmm. we did everything as a family,
yeah.
and, like, every single weekend we would spend it together. We'd
yeah,
be camping.
We never went to anyone's birthday
No,
party.
I was always the worst friend, because everyone would come to my birthday, but I would never go to anyone else. Yeah. Even in summer, it would be, like, we wouldn't even be in school, but we'd always be doing something, like, camping or hiking and biking, and, like,
yeah.
the only thing is that, like, Dad doesn't do that I do is swimming, but, like, everything else I think we did together, yeah. like, and I think, because he's very passionate, like, he's a very passionate person, and I think that kind of, like, bleeds into, like, the rest of us, like, when we're getting ready for skiing, it's, like, even if I'm, like, don't really want to go outside and be cold today, he just loves it so much that I'm, like, oh, I want to go out and, like, hang out with him, because he's so yeah. happy, and, like, he loves it so much, and it's, like, exciting because yeah. he's like so happy about it, and like right now they're on holiday, and it's just like when you talk to him, he's just so like yeah. happy to be there and so excited.
Yeah, he's very very driven and yes. very energetic, and
those are
like,
great qualities.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it, they awesome. are. It's great for a family man. Like, we were always doing stuff.
Yes.
Like, it's like I
very busy.
Can't remember times when we would just be at home like reading a book. Like, it was like
yeah.
let's go do this hike, like let's when we went to Disneyland recently, it was like, let's get up at 8 and go till midnight.
Yeah,
and, like,
just...
it's always intense.
Yeah.
Which I think, like, it's impressive. I don't know anyone
yeah.
who has as much energy. And it honestly takes me, Katja, and my mom, like, all three of us need to take turns in order to, like, do all of the things
yeah.
that he wants to do.
Yeah. And, like, that kind of goes back to your, like, question earlier about, like, do I think that we are, like, similar? I don't have his energy level. I mm-hmm. wish that I did, because mm-hmm. he could get so much stuff done.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, like, he can go and go and go. I don't quite have that. I think that would be a little bit more useful for university.
Yeah.
But I
yeah,
think
yeah.
that, like, he has so much energy, but it's so much positive energy. And, like, he puts it towards things that, like, he loves, and he loves his family. So
yeah.
it's, like, we were, like, so family focused. So I think that's, like, why this song kind of, like, makes me feel a little bit, like, sentimental and sad.
Yeah.
It's because it's, like... that was the last, like, I spent this last summer working in Edmonton, so I didn't really go
yeah.
home, and I didn't see them that much, so that was, like, my last summer at home for a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it just makes me feel like, oh, like, I got to, like, be with him and his
yeah.
energy every day, and, like, we would go, like, walk the dog together,
yeah.
and it's just, like, it's weird to leave that, like, presence
yeah.
when it's, like, it's when you've been with someone for so long and, like, you do so much together, it's, like, kind of weird mm-hmm. to, like, leave that behind.
And even though I think Dad and I are more similar to each other, like, you guys have always had a very special relationship, I think, because he is an energetic guy. He can be an anxious guy, too.
Yeah.
And I think that you're really good at, like, making other people happy and relaxed. You're kind of, like, a more content person.
I can...
And so, like, you guys have always had a, like, a special relationship, just the two of you, where you are kind of, like, chill yeah. and just having fun and, like, not worrying about it.
Yeah. I'm the one who would, like, sit down and watch him go through his whole camera roll and, like, watch his YouTube videos with him. Or, like, for some reason he got really into, like, boat videos not too long ago. And, like, I would yeah. sit on the couch after work and we'd watch these little boat crashing videos. And, like, I think it's just, like, he has, like, funny hobbies.
So
and, like, and I think the other thing is I was usually the one, and I think maybe it goes back to your point of, like, helping him with the, like, anxiety thing and stuff like that. It's, like, I was usually the one who was, like, brought in for projects. So, like, I have a lot of the, I'm sure a lot of you guys relate, but, like, when your dad is yelling at you because you're not holding the flashlight right under the car, like, we installed this, like, ceiling fan, and it was, like, a six-hour ordeal.
Whereas
and, like,
I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm not, yeah, like, I'm not like, helping you, but you just say yes.
I'm just like, you know what, we'll get through this.
That counts for a lot.
Yeah. So I think that, like, part of, like, our bond is just that, like, I'll just put up with him for a little bit longer. But that makes him sound, like, mean, but he's not. He just yeah. gets a little too into things.
Yeah.
He takes them a bit too seriously sometimes. But,
yeah. Now you have an opportunity to also talk about what you love about him the most.
Oh.
You can talk directly to him.
Oh, as okay. is tradition.
Tradition.
Hi, Dad. I know you're on vacation right now and probably doing something that you really like because that's what you're going to do on vacation. No beaches, no relaxing. You're going to be biking and hiking and doing all these crazy things. And, oh, I don't really know what to say. It's like, I feel like it's hard when it's like a family member because you can't like pinpoint a time when you started to love them. Like, I feel like if you're, like, a friend or, like, a relationship, you can be like, oh, like, I didn't know them before, and then I, like, love them. But for family, it's like you've known them forever, you love them forever. And it's not like I've ever, like, fallen out of love with my dad or anything like
yeah.
that. So I think it's kind of hard to be like, oh, like, I, like, love this about him because I love, like, everything about him. If that makes sense.
Well, and, like, that's perfect.
Yeah, like, you know what? He's, like, a person and he has flaws, but, like, everyone has flaws, and you can still, like, dislike love them for that. And mm-hmm. so yeah, it's I remember when I was looking at the sheet and it was like describe like love in 5 words and I'm like, oh god, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I think what I love the most about him is that I can trust him.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And he definitely has our best interests
yeah
at heart.
And yeah. like I can call him and be like, I don't understand how like taxes work or
yeah.
like I can call him and be like, what's this light in my car? Or like I can just like he's always got my back and
yeah.
I trust that what he's gonna say is sometimes correct.
Yeah. I think that I know that I love Dad because he's put your Eeyore stuffed animal on
oh
his head
God.
1,000 times and said asshat, and I laugh every time.
Yeah, he will make the same jokes, and I try not to laugh every single time, but he always looks at me after he makes them, and then I always have to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, regardless of, you know, whether he knows exactly why the light in your car is on or, you know, how the specific tax form you need works, I think it's actually so special to just have someone who will always be there for you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll always be there for him.
Hopefully.
As well.
I hope so.
With yeah. that, what's your last song?
So the last song is kind of like to represent a category of Dad's music taste that I call slightly unhinged, where it's like, it just, like, he'll just be like, I have a song for you, and it'll be so out of left field. And this was like, I guess it's like a little bit similar to like electro swing, but I remember he played this last summer quite a few times, and the first time I heard it, I didn't think he was being 100% serious, but he's always serious with his music, and I think that's what I need to learn. But, yeah, I think this is by Little... Oh, my gosh, who is this by? Little Boots. I almost said Little Mix. It's not Little Mix. It's by Little Boots. And yeah, this is just like a fun song to bring the energy back up so that, you know what, you don't have to leave feeling sad after the end of this, after this that big sentimental part. But mm-hmm. I hope that all of you guys are having a great day and that you have a great rest of your day and you enjoy this slightly unhinged song that my dad loves.
Definitely, I think, representative of that category of music. So I'm glad that Katja played that last. I feel like she did a good job of representing our dad, and I'm glad that she could fly here from Edmonton to be on our show today.
Me too. What a pleasure to meet your sister. I feel like it extends the Pika cinematic universe mm-hmm. for me.
Yes. And I have backstory.
I feel like I've met your dad too now. And I really hope that he liked listening to this.
Yeah.
And that he thought the music was a good representation as well. And mm-hmm. as someone who's passionate about what he plays, I'm intrigued to hear what you guys hear from him about yeah. the episode.
Yes.
We also wanted to let everyone know that we have an Instagram account. Feel free to follow us. You can also get in touch if you'd like to be on an episode by any chance through the Instagram, just direct message. Mm-hmm. And I've been making little posts for each episode. So mm-hmm. if you want to see the people that you're hearing about.
Yeah.
And
put a face to the voice.
Put a face to the voice, exactly. See the dynamic in a photo and not just over the airwaves. Then follow us on Instagram. And also,
what's the username?
Oh, it's LoveNoteCITR.
Great.
And you can always listen to these episodes on the CITR website if you're not listening on the radio live. Mm-hmm. But we'll be back in 2 more weeks.
Yes, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. every 2 weeks.
Please tune back in. We hope you enjoyed this one. And we look forward to talking at you again soon. Mm-hmm.
Here's to dads everywhere.
Yeah.
Bye.